ideally does not educate. Neither would she want to know, in a world with sexism present in all faith. It's much easier to follow, holding on to a single purpose, at the end, men's need. Read their thought and stroke their selfish ego. She should not think, nor will she ever feel the need to question. Slave of slaves, a trophy, a lesser being, taking her master's frustration, the man, a husband, a father, a son, a boss, a prophet. After all, they are made in God's image, builders of kingdoms and nations. Conceived in the belly of a mother, feeding and breathing through her blood, oblivious to any other existence. While outside, man awaits, full of impatience, with his name and his religion. I am my father's wife's son, passing on his lesson, his culture and his tradition. I shall always listen, fear and obey him. But by God, his maker, I shall with beast-like rage devour, staring at the lower depth of hell, bring forbidden pain upon you, father. Worse than the wish of death, you will know that all that you made of me, all that you taught me, all that you gave me, I can give it back and I can give more. But that woman is the reason that I am. She is no one's slave. She is creation. She cried, you die. You may be stronger, but you sleep and you have no eyes on your back.